What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open. And again, a reminder, the lovely lady Claire will be joining us at the bottom of the hour today. And we're going to take a phone call from Rob in Chicago. Rob, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to know if it's the scary rumor that Joe Lieberman's a candidate.
He's supposedly on the top of Trump's list to head the FBI now that Trey Gowdy has bowed out. But apparently, he's not getting the support from the Senate that he was hoping to. In fact, a lot of Senate Democrats still hold a grudge against him for a lot of other things that he's been doing. So he may not be able to get the confirmation. And I'm in agreement. I do not want to see Joe Lieberman as head of the FBI.
Well, I thought if they're going to do that, they may as well just go with, like, Barney Fife, perhaps, see if they could get him. It would be a better candidate than Joe Lieberman, I think.
I would agree with you on that. Barney Fife would be incompetent. Joe Lieberman would be malicious.
Yeah, and then on top of it, by the way, did you remember that that Mueller guy that's doing the special investigation? Did you remember that he was actually FBI during the 9/11? And there's actually some very good information out there as to him being tied to a nice law firm out in Washington. You know all that. Okay.
Yeah, we had it on. We've had it on the website. And when Mueller was head of the FBI, James Comey was his deputy. So it's a little incestuous, little inner circle here.
Yes, it is. It's terrible. It's getting really horrible out there. You can't even, you know, in our worst nightmares, we couldn't make up this despicable destruction of our country. It's like a horrible act of a horrible opera or something. It's just terrible. Hopefully something will come out of it good. So thanks, sir.
All right. Sorry, we're going to let you go here. Thank you for the phone call. I really hate these stories when they come through. This is from Russia Today, and this has already gone global. Apparently, an Australian woman came up here to Hawaii to have an extended holiday with her American boyfriend, and she planned an 88-day trip. She had an approved tourist visa for 90 days and a paid return ticket. Despite that, the border people at the Honolulu airport decided that she was trying to sneak in and live in this country illegally, and they strip searched her, threw her in jail, and sent her back to Australia. She had a paid return ticket, and apparently the border people read her diary, and they read some things in there which they thought meant she was planning on staying after her visa. And it's all very, it's fuzzy. It's not like she actually wrote out, I am planning on staying past the end of my visa. It was entirely subjective. And they just turned her Hawaii vacation into a nightmare. And boy, that is really going to help boost tourism to Hawaii when these stories keep getting on out. We had a real stink a few years back where this family was flying in from one of the Pacifica Islands, I think it was Samoa, because they needed to take their baby to one of the Honolulu hospitals for special surgery that they could not get on their own island. And the border people kept them at the airport overnight, and the baby died. I'll tell you what this Australian woman should have done is learn to speak a few Syrian phrases. Say she's a refugee. They would have waved her on through the gate, not worried about a visa, given her a bunch of free stuff. It really is appalling, especially for some place that has such a big tourism industry. And I'm not just talking about here in Hawaii. California, Florida, there's a lot of tourism going on in the United States of America. It is a significant part of our economy. And the more abusive the border people get, the more aggressive the police get in their civil forfeiture, it's driving this part of our economy down into the dirt. We're feeling it here in Hawaii. We're feeling it here in Hawaii. Our local tourism board likes to come on out and say, we have an 80% occupancy rate in our various hotels and resorts. And what they don't tell you about is all the resorts that are boarded up, gone out of business, all the bed and breakfasts that have quit trying. Now they're trying to make a big deal about the Airbnb. Oh, it's cutting into the hoteliers' profits. A big stink here. Apparently over in on Yale University, they have a dean, Pearson College Dean June Chu, made a comment on Yelp in which she was reviewing a restaurant and saying it's a great place if you are white trash. And that prompted a huge backlash, and she's now on leave. But this is what they're teaching kids. You know, if you're not white, the whites are inferior. And I don't know what it is they think that they're doing, because you do not end racism by being racist in reverse. And this is right on line with that other story we did the other day where there's a multicultural safe space where whites are not allowed. If you're white, you're not allowed in there. It's gone completely over the top. It is absolutely ridiculous. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network here. Now, apparently, Marvel Comics, which has produced great comics over the years, and they produce some very cool movies based on those comics, they decided to ride the tide of popularity last year of Black Lives Matter, and they came out with a Black Lives Matter-themed comic book. And apparently the Black Lives Matter supporters are ever eager to get out in the streets and cause a ruckus, but apparently they weren't buying the comic book, and Marvel has now canceled it. It wasn't really a successful product. I know I certainly would not have bought it. One of the other things that has affected the comic book industry is when I was younger and I was actually into comic books was, you know, how the people are portrayed as magnificent and muscular, especially the female superheroes. And now the feminists are saying, got to cover them up. Got to stop them from being sex objects. That's what the kids were buying the comic books for. This one is really going to blow your mind. Okay, this is over at Harvard. And there's a student, Obasi Shaw, and he's going to graduate with honors from Harvard University because he was allowed to hand in a mixed tape of his rap music in place of a senior thesis, and it was accepted, and he will graduate. And before you ask, no, he was not majoring in music. He was majoring in the English department. And the English department at Harvard has said rap music is now equivalent to a senior thesis in the study of the English language. Higher education in this country has just been gutted. It's a joke. It's being marketed as a fashion accessory. Oh, you've got to have a college degree. And it's no longer the guaranteed path to high-paying jobs. And these kids are being suckered into taking on huge, huge student loan debt. And then when they get out of college, those jobs they were promised are not there. And they're stuck with that debt. And that's why so many of them are having to live with their parents. After they're done paying their student loans, they don't have enough money left over to rent a place, let alone buy one. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Human-caused global warming. It's still out there. There's still snow coming down out there. Up in Montana, they had a couple of warm days. Everybody said, oh, good, spring is here. Then they got a foot of snow. Now, over in Norway, as you know, the United States government has deployed the U.S. Marines to protect the Nordic country from the Russian threat. Well, they haven't seen any Russians yet, but they have an enemy. And the enemy is the cold. And apparently their cold weather gear that they were supplied with by the U.S. military is insufficient for the extreme cold they are having to deal with. But we thought it was all going to be warm and there'd be no more snow. Okay. In response to WannaCry and WannaCrypt, people are already coming on out with tools to try and unlock your files without having to pay the ransom. And there is one out that we link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that does work, but only if you have not rebooted your machine. This one is specific to Windows XP, which seems to be the most vulnerable to WannaCry and WannaCrypt. But the caveat is that if you've rebooted your machine, it can't do it because it's looking for the encryption keys are left in memory by the original infection. But it's a beginning. It is a start. Apparently, the latest version of WannaCry is moving away from Bitcoin and actually saying, just send cash to some postal box in the third world or something. Now, do you remember the Galaxy Note 7? It became notorious for having the batteries overheat and explode. And Samsung ordered a recall. And then when the recall period got to its end, Samsung literally sent out a patch to the phones so that they wouldn't charge to the point where they were going to be... Actually, they did that immediately. Then they basically said, we're going to disable the phones. You have to bring it in, get a new phone. Well, what did they do with all those Galaxy Note 7s? Well, obviously, the ones that had actually caught on fire and melted down, they threw away. They have taken the other Galaxy Note 7s, and they've refurbished them with a new battery, and it is going to be sold as the Galaxy Note FE. And they are hoping that the consumer public will have forgotten all about the flames and smoke coming out of the Galaxy Note 7, and that they will be able to recover some of their losses from people buying the Galaxy Note FE. So we'll see. Now, this Galaxy Note FE is going to have to still pass all the safety standards all over again. But then remember, the original Galaxy Note 7 passed all those safety standards and still exploded in people's pockets. A lot of people are getting very, very upset now about Windows 10 S. And it's being described as crippleware. And one of the problems is it's designed to run on ARM processors. And the thing that most people are really angry about is that even more so than the original Windows 10, it will not let you run your older Windows applications. Now, when we did our test of Windows 10 on Claire's choir machine, we found we were able to run some, not all, but some, of the software that the choir needed. But apparently with this 10S, you got to start all over again. Let's see. It says that some of the apps you can run are Evernote, Slack, Photoshop, Elements, and Autodesk Sketch. But Microsoft Office will not run. The full Photoshop will not run. The full Autodesk will not run. So it looks like computers are in decline. Our technology has become decadent. And it's being driven by the desire of forcing you to buy all new software, or actually in this day and age, the new model is you rent it month to month. No more perpetual licenses. Just maximize the cash flow. And in a healthy economy where working and middle class people are earning decent wages and salaries, you can get away with that. It doesn't work where people are just getting by from meal to meal. All right, let's grab a phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm just wondering, you know, when you get a pop-up that says your copy of is, obsolete, would you like to download the new one? And also when you get a thing at the end, don't turn your computer off. Microsoft is updating your Windows. Can we feel pretty safe that those are correct, true, and not some kind of bug that's going on my computer?
Well, the one where it says Microsoft is still updating your computer, that one is okay. But you need to be very, very careful about any pop-ups that show up on your screen that you don't recognize that say it's time to update whatever you're doing. One of the worst one right now is supposedly your Flash is incompatible with the videos on this website. Please download the new Flash, and you will get malware. A lot of people have turned off Windows updates because they seem to do more harm than good. And I tried to turn on my Windows update to get the patch for WannaCry. I couldn't even get it working, so now I've just turned it all off again. You should never, ever accept any kind of a patch or download or update that you do not know for a fact is coming from the original provider. Again, these little pop-ups, especially the ones that say you may have been infected, those are all scams. Those are all scams. And it's completely out of control. It's like the whole system is just being taken over by the cyber criminals and the scammers. And I guess as long as they're making money and sharing it with their favorite member of Congress, they're going to be allowed to do this. But the danger is we're all dependent on this computer IT internet system to run our businesses, to run our banking, to basically life itself. And we're reaching a point where it's rapidly becoming unusable because of all the cybercrime that's going on.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times they got the correct logo and it really looks authentic. And, it's confusing to me. I'm not tech guy, really.
The scammers will copy off the logos. There was that one scam going around the other day where they're registering domains with Cyrillic Russian letters that look like English letters and setting up phony copies of legitimate websites. And people just see the link, they click it, they're not looking closely, and they don't realize those aren't English letters because they're very, very similar. And they get taken to the bogus websites, and they get infected with malware. Again, where is the mighty National Security Agency in all of this? Are they really that incompetent, or are they themselves the cyber criminals? And remember, Kaspersky identified the Equation Group hacker collective as being part of the NSA.
Yeah, and a lot of times the edition I'm using is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. So I don't see any desire to download the update anymore.
With that's been my attitude right now. I got the system working, and especially when I tried to do the Microsoft update, it caused more problems than anything else. So I just turned it off, and I rolled it on back to a stable configuration, and I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not putting any new software on here and because it's doing what I need it to do, and I need to spend time actually doing productive work. And one of the real downsides about the poor state of software in this country right now is people are spending so much time doing patches and repair and restart and reinstall. It's taking away time that could be spent doing something that actually generates revenue for your business. And that is something that our economy can't survive in its already stressed state. And I wish somebody would understand that allowing the cyber criminals free reign over the internet is a real threat to what's left of our economy.
Yeah, the latest one I got comes on and says there's a new edition of Flash. Do you want to download it now? And it looks fine. It looks like it'd be okay to do it, but I don't know. How would I know?
Yeah, well, I've got a stable edition of Flash, and that's all. And I don't even use Flash anymore on my own website. It's such a security problem. Even the version coming right from the manufacturer, it's got security holes like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
Anyway, listen,
okay, Mike,
Terry.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming up on.
I'm going to let you go, Mike. You got to get going here, so we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, apparently, HSBC just put in a voice recognition security system to prevent bank fraud, and BBC was able to fool it. BBC reporter and his fraternal, not identical twin, were able to get past it. So, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Theresa May is starting to make sounds about internet censorship, where she wants to create a new internet that would be controlled and regulated by the government. And basically, she wants to have these new regulations on the way the internet works, allowing the British government to decide what is said online. And senior Tories confirmed to BuzzFeed that the phrasing indicates the government intends to introduce huge restrictions on what people can post, share, and publish online. So here it comes, censoring the internet. People in power don't like us very much. Another reminder, if you hand your computer to Geek Squad and there is something on there that is illegal, like child porn or stolen MP3s, they can rat you out to the feds. There's been another court ruling. A judge has said that once your computer is in the hands of Geek Squad, their technicians are free to report any illegal material to the federal government. So, now, here's an interesting story. China is now starting to try and commercially develop methane hydrate, sometimes called flammable ice, It's not really ice. It looks like it. Every once in a while, you'll see it bob to the surface of the ocean, and it's basically a clathrate of water and methane formed under high pressure. And it actually looks like kind of a white sherbet, and at the surface, it'll be fizzing a little bit, and you can literally set it on fire. And it's often been theorized this would be a really, really potent source of energy, and it would be. But there is a downside, and we're getting back into the area of grabbing for energy and not really appreciating the potential for problems, like we saw in the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico, because the methane hydrates. There's huge fields of them buried in the continental shelf. So far, so good. So you send down a pipe, you drill on through, and you suck the methane hydrate out, and you have the methane for energy. But the problem is you're now creating these huge voids under all that dirt and rock, and you could conceivably, in fact, it's going to be inevitable, there will be a large-scale movement of Earth, an undersea landslide. And undersea landslides are what create the biggest tsunamis. There's actually an upper limit on how big a tsunami can be created by an earthquake, because there's a limit on how much power an earthquake can produce. But an undersea landslide, geologists and oceanographers have already shown where some of the worst tsunamis recorded in the rocks were triggered by undersea landslides. And if you look at the floor of the world's oceans in like Google Earth, you can see very clearly there have been some monstrous landslides in the past. So it's a little bit dangerous. Okay, apparently the Senate has passed a bill restricting gifts from pharmaceutical companies to doctors. Long, long, long overdue. Because doctors should be doing what is best for their patients, not what's going to earn them points for a Bahamas vacation. And that's a good first step to redirecting the health industry back to health. Meanwhile, Chris Cornell's wife has issued a statement saying that his recent suicide was triggered by his anti-anxiety medication. Yet another dangerous product that they are selling us. All right, real quick, we're going to take a phone call. Al in Canada, we've only got about 45 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I appreciate your time. Really quickly, I'll just ask, and then I'll, you know, you can go into an explanation. The American Civil War, number one, and number two, you know, the government up here in Canada has really jumped the shark and labeled carbon as a pollutant. I'll hang up now, and I'll listen to what you have to say. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't know what you were going to ask about the Civil War here, but carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. That's just a piece of the propaganda. Carbon dioxide is an absolutely essential component to the cycle of life here on Earth. No carbon dioxide, no plant life. No plant life, no animal life. It's that simple. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back here with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature seated beside me is the lovely Lady Claire, who is finally here after a little bit of a delay. So before we go to Lady Claire, I was just noticing on TV, more snow over the Rocky Mountains, 2 feet of snow. Schools are being closed. Roads are being blocked. We're like, what, a week and a half away from the official start of summer?
Yep.
And we're still getting the snow. I'm beginning to think Al Gore lied to all of us about this global warming stuff.
Mm, okay.
Okay, so what is the first thing you want to talk about?
Unfortunately, it's some bad news for the continent of Africa. Apparently, Ebola is spreading again, with infections up 800% in the last week. And officials are racing to try to track down 400 possible suspects.
Now, suspects or contacts?
Contacts.
Yeah, they're yeah. not. They're okay. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, there you are.
Okay.
Okay.
And it spiked over 800% in just the last 7 days, with at least 9 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. I feel so sorry for these people. But Mike, I've got to wonder, are you aware that Merck owns the rights to a vaccine that was tested last year and had 100% effectiveness rate?
Well, I'm going to question the effectiveness rate, but I do know that one of the Ebola outbreaks a couple of years ago seemed to center on a clinic that was testing an Ebola vaccine. But, you know, anytime corporate media comes out and says a vaccine gives 100% protection, you have to question that. Because they say the same thing about the MMR.
Right.
And we had a story, I didn't get to it, today, where Dr. Suzanne Humphreys was studying this outbreak of measles among her patients and discovered that the strain of measles these people had is the exact same strain of measles used in the measles vaccine.
I wish there was something that would work for these people, and I feel so badly for them that this seems to be happening again.
Well, one of the reasons I'm going to question 100% effectiveness is because of the rapidity with which the Ebola virus mutates. It's an RNA strand virus, and RNA has the ability to basically change itself from generation to generation. And it's a obviously an earlier, more primitive form of the self-replicating molecule, and it's not as stable and error-free as DNA is.
Yeah.
So that really does make it very, very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And we know, of course, there's been talk about trying to weaponize it. It would be very, very risky because of that high secondary communicability.
Yeah.
There's a book out called The Hot Zone, and it's about the emergence of Ebola and its different strains. And part of the storyline centers on an animal quarantine facility in Reston, Virginia, that was hit with an Ebola infection. But it turned out, amazingly enough, that particular Ebola only hit the monkeys and apes. Humans were completely impervious to it. But it's a very, very good book. It talks about the Ebola emergence in the Mount Makinko region of Africa. And it's definitely a good book to get caught up on the history of Ebola, its links to Marburg, and just how devastating an illness this can be.
Yeah, I hear you. The next articles have to do with the Middle East and Donald Trump's visits there, which are coming up. And apparently, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is seeking a Dirty Harry moment with Iran as Trump arrives. And apparently Netanyahu wants to persuade Trump to impose tough new sanctions on Iran for allegedly threatening Israel with ballistic missiles and bankrolling terrorism.
Now, to the best of my knowledge, Iran has not threatened Israel with anything.
No.
And this bankrolling terrorism is just something that gets thrown out against anybody that you don't like.
Yeah.
But look at how much terrorism is being supported by the United States of America, specifically ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Yeah. And so, Mr. Prime Minister, I would like a word, please. Haven't you and your political supporters been threatening Israel with harm?
Iran with harm.
Iran with harm. And do you not have specific weapons focused on Tehran yourself?
That's
true. Yeah, this is a pot kettle black moment in his foreign policy.
Well, you know, Netanyahu is just going to scream you're being an anti-Semite again. But the reality is Israel is a nuclear-armed nation.
Yeah.
And if Iran were to do anything to Israel, not only Israel, but the United States would just turn all of Iran into a giant pool of molten green glass.
Yeah.
And again, the only nation that has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction in war is the United States. And Iran is not an aggressor country. It has been over 200 years since Iran initiated a war of conquest against another country.
Yeah.
And it certainly hasn't happened since the 1979 Iranian Revolution. But meanwhile, look at the U.S. and Israel. They're constantly invading somewhere. Now Israel's after the Golan Heights.
Oh, yeah. Make it an official part of Israel. But, you know, Netanyahu could tamper down the hostility in a heartbeat, and he knows it. And the Iranian presidential elections are completing. And once that's sorted, he could actually do something historic and brilliant. Visit Tehran with a peace and trade deal that could be an incredible win for both countries at so many levels.
Yeah,
but he won't do that.
Well, because right now, Israel's government is dealing with a population that is very much unhappy with the way Israel is being run in terms of ordinary citizens.
Oh, yeah.
And so Israel's government is constantly maintaining control over the people of Israel by saying the rest of the world wants to get you, the rest of the world wants to shove you in the ovens, and you've got to go on supporting us. We're the only thing preventing, you know, Iran cloning Adolf Hitler 1,000 times and sending him in there. And for Netanyahu to make peace with Iran, he would lose his most powerful propaganda tool to keep the people of Israel under his control, and he's not going to do that.
No, and that's so darned unfortunate. The other story that I felt was important, and there are a couple here that are related. The U.S. has attacked Syrian government forces, and now it has to make a choice, together with NATO and Gulf allies. We probably have the military and economic power to destroy the Syrian military. It could potentially eliminate the Syrian government under President Assad and occupy the country. That would be a large war, which would probably escalate into a global fight against Russia, Iran, and other countries. It would necessitate a several decades-long follow-up occupation for nation-building, while constantly fighting against a larger al-Qaeda-aligned Takfiri insurgency in Syria and all of its neighboring countries, especially in Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, where U.S.-friendly governments would fall. The war would cost several trillion dollars and huge number of casualties and cause decades of chaos.
Well, here is the problem. The American people are sick and tired of war.
Yeah.
We've had all these wars in all these countries. We understand that these wars do not serve the interests of the American people or the security of the United States of America. They are all wars of conquest, of gaining power, of gaining influence. And the American people are tired of paying for all of this. We're living under a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but you can see it just by walking down Main Street of your nearby town, looking at the deteriorated roads, the corroded fixtures, the empty retail space, and certainly the huge number of homeless people that are all over this country. We're looking at cities that used to be examples of America's greatness, like Detroit, and now they're just falling into ruin, and the American people are tired of it. And they're tired of sending their children off to be killed and crippled in wars of very dubious moral rightness, especially as it continues to come on out that we are being lied to over and over about these wars. And these U.S. strikes on Syria's actual military is basically sending another signal that the U.S. government's claim that they were in Syria to fight ISIS and al-Qaeda was another lie.
Yep.
Because obviously the U.S. is fighting Syria's military while supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda.
Yeah. My sense, unfortunately, here is that the deep American state will unwisely choose a major war, which will then spill over into Iran and escalate with Russia. And it may not be a war that the U.S. military can win, because right now, as we say frequently, it doesn't have the weaponry, troop strength, the manufacturing, or the money to ensure a positive outcome to a conventional war against Russia.
That really is the big issue. Now, the U.S. has been sort of blustering and bluffing and going on in and conquering countries that really don't have a good military defense. They're easy to take over. But we're coming up on a point where the rest of the nations on the earth are realizing that appeasement is not going to work. It certainly did not work with Neville Chamberlain and Adolf Hitler. And they're realizing at some point they're going to have to make a choice.
Yep.
They're either going to have to unite together and stop the U.S. aggressions, or they're going to have to just decide to accept that they're going to live under American domination. And looking at how the U.S. government is treating its own people, it's obvious the U.S. government would not be very humanitarian in any of their conquered countries.
Yeah. And when he visits Saudi Arabia, President Trump is going to announce a $350 billion, with a B, arms deal. And there have been, the numbers have been all over the place. This would make it one of the largest arms deals in U.S. history, and realistically in world history. And indications are that President Trump intends to present this as part of a push for the creation of an Arab NATO and by extension, make it about Sunni Arabs confronting Iran.
Yeah.
This is where it gets dicey.
We're with that many weapons, and you're not just talking about Yemen.
Yeah.
And but again, Saudi Arabia ought to realize that if they continue to go along with aiding the U.S. in the regional wars like Yemen, and then they take on Iran, and even should they win, at some point down the road, the U.S. government will turn on the government of Saudi Arabia itself to bring it into the fold of the New World Order.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but the royal family of Saudi Arabia, they're not really thinking very clearly. They're thinking short term, and they're not really seeing and analyzing the long-term strategic policy of the U.S. government, which was laid out in the Project for the New American Century.
Yeah, PNAC. What this does is it raises the ante for a war against Iran. And the thing I don't understand, Mike, is that Russian leaders in government and military have said over and over again, if Iran gets attacked, we are going to come to its aid militarily.
Yes.
So we are looking at a collision course with Russia, whose political and military leaders have pledged to come to Iran's aid if it's attacked. And this also brings up the possibility, the very real possibility, of the return of a draft in this country, because we don't have the troop strength compared to Russia, because they still conscript and we don't.
Well, they just sent another 50,000 off to Afghanistan. Now, again, the U.S. government may be relying on their high-tech whiz-bang weaponry, but that was a strategic mistake that the Third Reich made as well, because in the end, those wonder weapons, the B-2, the V-1, and all of that, cost so much they could not be deployed in numbers significant enough to affect the final outcome of the war. And one thing that was demonstrated with Donald Trump's cruise missile attack into the Syrian airbase is that our weapons aren't really all that good. More than half of those cruise missiles missed their intended targets, and they hit nearby villages, killing civilians. And even with all the missiles that hit the target, the airbase was back in operation less than 24 hours later. So right now the U.S. is pushing forward with this image of the invincible American military might, but it could be a very thin facade. And when we get into an actual conflict with a peer, and we start seeing major losses of things like aircraft carriers, it could rapidly start to fall apart. That's what happened to the Soviet Union. When they were forced to withdraw from Afghanistan, it ended the era of invincible Soviet military might.
Yep.
And the Soviet Union was seen as actually being quite weak. And the other member states of the Soviet Union just started breaking away, and they all had a meeting and said, it's all over. And down came the Soviet Union flag.
Yeah. Going over to Turkey, U.S. citizens want to know if Erdogan ordered them attacked at a D.C. protest. Now, this happened last Tuesday, and apparently Erdogan was seen talking to someone before the charge into perfectly peaceful protesters was made by his bodyguards. And there has been video released showing that Erdogan watched his supporters, including members of his security detail, charge toward peaceful protesters in the grassy Sheridan Circle, punching and kicking them before the police restored order.
Well, I understand Erdogan's security force have already been released.
Yeah.
And again, as far as Erdogan himself is concerned, because of the recent referendum, which is probably as crooked as any other election we've seen in recent time, he's now effectively a sultan.
Yeah.
He's sultan of Turkey.
Yeah.
Nobody can touch him. Nobody can criticize him. He is above all restraint and control. And it's just going to get worse from there.
And his thugs, of course, have diplomatic immunity. So, you know, not a hand is going to be laid on them. I'd like to bop over to Putin's offer of a transcript of the Trump-Lavrov meeting. Now, the U.S. has rejected and ridiculed unprecedented Russian offer, though it offers the one opportunity of figuring out beyond all doubt what actually happened at the meeting between Trump and Lavrov. And the U.S. political and media establishment has rejected and even ridiculed President Putin's offer to Congress of the transcripts of the meeting in the Oval Office that took place between Lavrov and President Trump. And the prevailing response to the offer is that it just wasn't serious. It was kind of a joke. And the tone was set by a BBC journalist who, speaking on British television, claimed that in making the offer, Putin was having and was just trolling the U.S., and there is no possibility of the U.S. accepting a transcript written on Kremlin notepaper.
Yeah, that's basically it. They've come up with this this ridiculous story. And again, it all began with the New York Slimes, mm-hmm. okay, being read an excerpt or a report. Mm-hmm. I'm confusing my stories now. This was basically the New York Times saying anonymous intelligence officials who were not in the Oval Office for the meeting somehow knew that Trump had shared classified information, even though Trump and McMaster's and the Russians are saying it mm-hmm. did not happen.
Yeah.
And they're still pushing that story. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words. Mm-hmm.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm sorry to say that Claire was called away. And so I'm going to be finishing up the show here by myself. And again, the situation in Greece is just spiraling out of control. The Greek parliament has passed more austerity cuts, and apparently the protesters clashing with the police in Athens are now using Molotov cocktails. And there comes a point where the money junkies are going to have to realize two things. There is no more money out here. You got it all already. What are you going to do now? And the second thing is, people are angry. They are angry that no matter how hard they work and how much they surrender, the bankers are always out with their hands held out, demanding more. It's an unstable situation based on an unstable financial banking model called private central banking. And that really is the root cause of much of the evil in the world that we have seen in the last century, because they've been playing the scam on the human race for 300 years. And there is a better way. The United States was founded on a better model. Canada actually had a better model. They kind of threw that away, though. There is a better way. And those nations that are enslaved to the private central bankers will declare war on any country that refuses to be enslaved by the private central banks. And when you think about how much bloodshed and destruction has come out of this greed, it's a very telling comment on human nature, not just about the money junkies who do it, but those of us who just go along with it and say, I guess this is the way the world is supposed to be. No, it isn't. The world is supposed to be the way we, the people, make it. That's what happened after the American Revolution. We, the people, made a new country that worked for us. And slowly, over the years, bit by bit, it's been stolen away from us because of the politicians. And as Aaron Russo used to say, politicians will sell their own mother for a dollar. And he's absolutely true. Now, there are a few exceptions. Trey Gowdy, Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard will not take money from any PACs. She's running solely on donations from ordinary grassroots voters. Doesn't take PAC money. Cynthia McKinney, Ron Paul. Can you imagine if we had an entire government made up of people like those? We would be truly the greatest nation on earth. Instead, we are being ruled by professional parasites, plunderers, pillagers, looters, who see their own enrichment and glorification as ample reason to let the rest of the country just rot into decay, which is what's going on right now. Okay, the European Union leaders are planning to move forward with the creation of a European Union military headquarters. They want the Grand Army of Europe to hold all those member states in line. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here, get some things done with the rest of the afternoon. We'll be back on Republic Broadcasting on Monday. And until then, have a really good weekend. Please continue to share what you learn on this show with everybody around you. Education and growing public awareness as to what's really going on are our best tools to move this nation forward. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.